first line. No, okay, we have the end of the week coming and the end of the parak. We're going to make them coincide. We'll split the next omelet and a half into two shiurim. Okay, let's get to where we have to get to today. Iboy Elohu, we're on the top of Pegimel on the days. Bandriganis Mali Omer Shmuel. We said that Rav said the halacha by Andriganis and by, what was the second thing? And by Harkova.
We didn't get to the two
times? What?
We didn't get to the two
times? I don't think so, no. By the halacha by Andriganis and by Harkova is like Rabbi Yossi. And Shmuel said Bekoshi and Bekiddush. So now the Gemara wants to know what would Shmuel hold by Andriganis. Toshma, the Omer Shmuel of Anon, less of the Brysa Mikmei Masnison, that the Brysa falls away. The Brysa where Shmuel said, where Rav Yossi said that a Andriganis is a Sofik, Lo Hechriu Bel Chachomim, falls away in front of the Mishnah where Rav Yossi said that he's a Zocher Vadei. So Shmuel would hold like that Andriganis is a Zocher. Harkova, Mali Omer Shmuel. What would Shmuel say by the case of Harkova? Do you need 30 days plus 30 days, or 30 days plus 3 days, or 30 days plus 14 days? Toshma, the Omer Le Shmuel or Ravanan. Tani Kaman, the Omer Shlosha Ushloshim. Not like Rav said, that 14 days, 2 weeks and 30, which is Lupaskin, but 3 days and 30. And we said that Lagabe Yerakos, or Tvua, taka 3 days is enough for Klita. But for trees, you need 14 days. Koshi Mali Omer Rav. What do Rav hold by Koshi? How much time before a woman gives birth, if she starts to experience labor pains, does that take away the halachas of Ziva? Right, so we had a month, and for the beginning of that Rosh Chodesh, or even 4 or 5 months, 40-50 days ahead, or from Rosh Chodesh on, or what's it called, Yosem Mishter, right, two weeks. Okay, so what does he hold like? What would Shmuel say by the case of, what would Rav say by the case of Koshi? Right, Koshi Mali Omer Rav, Teku. Take no hachra. Kiddush Mali Omer Rav. What Rav said by Kiddush? Can you asher somebody else's tvua or not? Omer Rav Yosef Toshma. The Omer Rav Huna Omer Rav. Ain halacha Rav Yosi. Halacha is not like Rav Yosi. Then ain on them osir dover shenu shalom, and it becomes osir. Omer Le Abaya Mai Chozus Esamchus Ha Smocha Ha. The Omer Rav Ada Omer Rav halacha Rav Yosi. Why are you somech on Rav Huna in the name of Rav? You somech on Rav Ada Barava, Rav Ada in the name of Rav, who said the halacha is like Rav Yosi, that ain't on the Moshe Dover Shein Shalom. So Moshe says, Amrei Be Rav, Manu Rav Huna. Rav Huna Amrei Halacha. Right? Who was the one who said this whole thing was Amrei Be Rav? Right? We started out with that. Amrei Be Rav, Mishmei the Rav, Halacha Rav Yosi, Badriganis of Harkova. So this whole thing was said by Amrei Be Rav. Who is Amrei Be Rav? Rav Huna. And here we're saying Rav Huna himself said that Rav, in the case of Ein Adam Dasa Dover Shalom, doesn't hold like Rav Yosi. Rashi, Amrei Be Rav, to Omer La'el Halacha Rav Yosi Bandriganis Uvaharkova, then Kami Boyalon Alibayu Kiddush Mai. That we're asking on that which Amrei Be Rav said before, that by Kiddush and by Andriganis and Harkova, the halacha is like Rav Yosi, and Shmuel said by Kiddush and by what's it called Koshi, the halacha is like Rav Yosi. So now we want to know what would the other one hold. So we're going in Amrei Be Rav, and that's Rav Huna. So therefore we have to go with Rav Huna says. Rav Huna is the one who says that the halacha is not like Rav Yosi. Okay. Manu Rav Huna, the perek of the Sanhedrin, in the first perek of Sanhedrin, it says, it identifies Amrei Be Rav. And Tosfos points out that's only where it doesn't say Amrei Be Rav, the shame Rav Huna, or something like that. because then it's obviously not Rav Huna. So there are times when Amri Bei Rav is somebody else. But normally, if there's no hochacha differently, Amri Bei Rav means Rav Huna. Rav Huna hadakamer ein halacha. Afagav the mishanin and hasam Amri Bei Rav Rav Hamanuna. Hainu heicha the Amr Rav Rav Huna the Amri Bei Rav. Where Rav Huna said Amri Bei Rav, and then Amri Bei Rav can't be Rav Huna. Rav Huna didn't say that, he said something. Right? The mucha milsa de inish achrina ka'amar. Aval hecha de itmar stam avade havi Rav Huna. Wherever it says Amri Bei Rav, and there's no hochacha that it doesn't mean Rav Huna, it means Rav Huna.
He was
Rosh Yeshiva. What, of the Yeshiva?
Yeah.
Amri Bei Rav. Could be not. Could be that he just was the spokesman. Whatever reason, I don't know if he's a Shavir or not. It's just that the Gemara and the Sanhedrin over there brings down different kinuyim for different tanoim. They don't mention by name, but they were the, when it mentions that kinuy, it means this tana. And Amri Bei Rav, the tana, this Amora was Amri Bei Rav was Rav Huna. Okay. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tumtum Omer of Ami. My Ovid Le Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said a Tumtum. Doesn't give chalitza because if he'll be torn open, we'll find out that even if he's a male, he's a sris chama, and therefore there's no chalitza. So the Gemara says that means he can't give birth. So a tumtum will never give birth. Either he's a female or he's a male who's impotent. So Amar Avami, my Ovid Le Rabbi Yehuda Le Tumtum Debiri, Dosvua Bekur Se De Ikra Ba'olid Sheva Bonim. What is Rabbi Yehuda going to do with his tumtum in Biri? There was a famous tumtum in Biri that they put him on an operating table and they opened him up and he was found to be a zachar and he had 7 children. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Le Chazor Abba Me'ayin Hen. Rabbi Yehuda will say, go check out who the children they really are. And that was Rabbi Yehuda holds that they can't be. The tumtum will not give birth. There could be exceptions to the rule. Like, but as he says, he didn't say for sure that Mamzerim. He just said, go check it out, because it could be, maybe, that there'll be an exception, right? But Lamaisa, more probable that his wife found somebody else to have the children from. Rashi, Tumtum de Biri, Shehoya Ba'osu Mokum, in Biri, Ba'olid Zayin Bonim, Amalat Sorisu. You see that it's possible for a Tumtum not to be a Soris. He said probably his wife was Mazana, and that's why he has 7 children. Tanya. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Tumtum lo yachlos. Shema yikrov and imtasoris. Tumtum doesn't give chalitza, because maybe you'll open him up and you'll find that he's a Sri Shama. Tamar says, Atu called him a Karea Zohar habit? A Tumtum is a Sothik Zohar, Sofer Nekeva. So what's he saying? That you maybe you'll open him up and you'll find out he's a soris. Maybe you'll open him up and find out he's in a cave. Forget about a soris. Maybe he's not even a man. Hachikomer. Shema yikrov and imtza nekeva. Right? He shouldn't give chalitza. Right? If he's one of the brothers, he shouldn't give chalitza. Why? First of all, you may tear him open. He may be a woman. And even if he's a man, b'afilu nimtza zocher, shema yimtza soris trishama. And maybe he'll be a trishama. My Binai, what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, right? We have over here Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah seems to say he's a Vadei Soris. There's no way he's something else. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the son, said, we're afraid maybe he'll be a Soris, but it's possible that he's not a Soris, okay? So what's the difference between them? My binayu, Amarava litzol bin makam achim, the lachlot shalom bin makam achim he can binayu. The difference is like this: if he is a vadai soris, then his chalitza is meaningless. So if there's other brothers, if he was cholitz to the yavama, the other brothers can make evil. There's no effect. It's like somebody what's it called from the outside gave chalitza. So it's no chalitza at all. Soris doesn't make chalitza at all. If he's a Sothic Soris, then if he gave chalitza, then none of the other brothers anymore can make Ibum. Because maybe she's already chalutz, and what's it called? She can't have Ibum after chalitza. So it's a Sothic. So that's one nafkamina. Second nafkamina is if there's no other brothers. does this woman need chalitz or she mutter stam? If the only brother is a saris, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's for sure a saris. If his only brother is a tumtum, he's for sure at best a saris. Could be indicated. So he's vade out of the parasha of Yibum, and she doesn't need chalitza from him at all. She can get married stam. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, she needs chalitza misafik. Maybe he's not a saris. So she can't get married until she has chalitza from him, at least misafik. Rashi. Atu called him the Karea Zohar Mishtakach. The lo misapkale le Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, ben Akeva, elu le saris, the hu chayish, the chayish. The dino kesaris, the lo cholish, the lo miyabim. Right? Why was Rabbi Yehuda, right, or Yossi Yehuda, only choshish that maybe he'll be a saris? And what if it'll be a woman? That's also part of the suffix. Hachi kamer, shema yikar vim to the cave, einachanam. Maybe he'll be opened up and he'll be in the cave of Bechlau out of the parish of Yibu. And afilu nimtza zohar shema yimtza srischama. My binayu, my iku ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda lavua. Was it between Rabbi Yehuda and his son Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says a suffix soris, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a vade soris. Lepsol b'makom achim, yimyesh achim shleimim imo. There are other normal brothers together with this tumtum. The cholitz la tumtum, and the tumtum gave chalitza to the Yavama. Rabbi Yehuda Domer Shukasris Marsis Glebisris Vadai Velo Poslachim Mishyadnos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's a Vade Soris. Therefore his Chalitza is zero, is worth nothing. And therefore he doesn't passel her to the other brothers. Rabbi Yossi Shemaktani Shnekahu. But Rabbi Yossi holds that it's a Sophic Soris. Therefore maybe the Chalitza did take effect, and therefore she's also to the other brothers. So therefore, the other brothers can't do anything except make chalitza. Uposalachim dilma lav sorisu v'chalitza, and she is a chalutza. Therefore, and his chalitza was chalitza. Therefore, she can't have yibum for the other brothers. Only chalitza, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Where at the lachlos shalav makom achim, the other difference would be whether there are no other brothers, right? And he's the only one. Does she need chalitza misafik? Or since he's a vade soris, she doesn't need chalitza at all, and she get married without chalitza. If ain sham ach elahu, Rabbi Yehuda lo boy chalitza minay, she doesn't need chalitza from him. He's out of the parsha. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda boy chalitza misafik. Because Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, she needs chalitza misafik. Okay, the next starts the last sugya here, and we'll leave it for tomorrow, and we'll, Baruch Hashem, finish this parish already. Tomorrow, the next parish is not any easier, but we're getting it. And, Yaakov Norden told me we have a while to get there. When we get to the parish that describes how chalitza is done, he has a video of an actual chalitza that was done here in Eretz Israel, what it looks like. So there. Keep coming, because if you don't come, then you can't see the video.
Mirtz Hashem, we're going to finish the parak today. Start a new parak on Sunday. Okay, we're up to the middle of Pei Gimel Amid Beis. Omer of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omer of Abba Achvad, Rab Yehuda Bar Zavdi. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav. Andriginus, Chayiv, and Olav Skila, Mishtei Mekomos. We had this before. An Andriginus, who has two orifices, one like every male behind, and he also has like a female in front. So your chayiv skila, if you live with him from either one, Rav considers him a zocher vaday, and if another zocher lives with him, he's over a mishkav zocher in either orifice. Meisvei, Rabbi Lezer Omar, andriginus chayov na skila ke zocher. Barmed dvarim amurim bezachre shalo, avo benachve shalo pater. Right, so you see Rav Elazar holds not like that. Tana argues on Rav that he's only chayiv in the, like a regular male, but his female orifice is not considered mishkav zocher, even though he's a zocher, but it's like in his mouth or his ear or whatever, so another orifice of his body. Hu da'omar ki hay tana einachanami. Rav holds machlokas tanayim, and he holds like the following Tana. The Tanya, Reb Simai Omer, Andriginus Chayov, Naskil Mishnei Mekomos. And Reb Simai Taka argues on Rav Elazar, and he holds that Yochayev Skila, if you live with a zocher lives with an androgynous, both in both makamos. We'll see who learns from a pasuk. My time at Rav Simai, Omar Rava Bar Hamduri Asbruli. Rava said, Bar Hamduri explained it to me. The es zocher lo sishka mishkevei isha. You shouldn't live with a zocher mishkevei isha. Which Zohar has two possible ways of living with him? Only an androgynous who also has a female genitals. Right? So, therefore, a Zohar who lives with Mishkaveisha, with an androgynous who has both orifices, Yochai for both of them. That's where he learns it from that pasuk.
Both of them?
What?
Both of them?
Yeah. Yochai for both, either one.
No, I'm saying the two individuals.
What?
Then drink
is
also.
For Rabbanan, how about the Rabbanan? Afalgab the ispe shnei mishkavos as zocher ksiv. Ein achanami. It's talking about an androgynous, but since it says the as zocher, it means only in his makom zachrus. Rabbanan over here means Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer argues on Reb Simai. Okay. V'rabbanan zocher greida min alahu. Since the Rabbanan learned this is talking about a androgynous that you live with sodomy. So how do you know a regular person, a regular zocher, if you live with sodomy that you chayiv misa? Maybe only an androgynous that you chayiv misa. May the es. So the, you look at the Bach, right? He changes his girsa because the girsa we have doesn't make any sense, right? Me the es isha. Right, that the es isha is that the es comes to include a regular zocher too. The es, right, the zocher, the es zocher, that is the es zocher lo sishka mishka the isha. The es zocher comes to include not only a zocher who has two mishkavim, which is an androgynous, but a regular zocher too. See Rashi. The androgynous, the Ashnei Mishkavel, he's a Rakosu. The Torah said, an androgynous, don't live with him, Mishkevei Isha. The Es Zocher Ksiv Hachikomer. Es Zachruso Shomishi Yezbo, Shnei Mishkavel, Lo Sishkav. The Rabbanan learned the Pasuk, somebody who has two Mishkavels, who's an androgynous, don't live with him in his Makom Zachrus. Otherwise, you're Chayiv Skila. But if you live with him in Makom Nakvus, then you're not Chayiv Skila. Rabbanan, Zocher Greater Menolahu, Bishlam, Reb Simai, the Es Zocher Kolskar Bemashma. Mishkevei l'rabos mishkev sheini shel androgynous. According to Rav Simai, the es zocher comes to include any zocher, and even a zocher who has two mishkavos. El v'rabbanan to be boil who zocher l'mutei nakvus androgynous zocher greater than other. According to Rabbanan, that you need the word zocher to exclude the nakvus of an androgynous. Where do you know a regular zocher from? So the Gemara says the es zocher lo sishka from the es. The isha shelo kedarka menolahu. How do you know that you chayv on an isha b'makom not zachrus, but what's it called from behind? How do you know that you chayv the reg whatever onus is for having bia with that isha, even if the bia shelo kedarka? Mi the isha says the isha lo sishkav. So the isha includes even what's it called shelo kederach. Shelo kedarka menolahu Rashi. Bein lamar, bein lamar. To have you be a l'inyan onshin shel arayis. Hoi lo mafki lahai mishkevei l'androgynous. Since we're learning mishkevei isha, to be talking about an androgynous, where do you know that a woman, you're chayiv on both, whatever the onus would be, you're chayiv on both equally, from behind or from her regular nakfas. So the Gemara says, because it says, the isha. Omer av shizbi, omer av chizda. Lo lechol omer av elezer androgynous zocher, ma'alya. Even though Rav Elezer said an androgynous is a zocher ma'alya, and yochayiv, what's it called, like any zocher on him, it's not a sofik, you get skila, right? And surely Rav, according to Rav Simai, is a zocher ma'alya, right? But not for everything, is he considered, is an androgynous considered a zocher? Sheimata Omer came, bimukdoshim yikodesh. Because if it's a zocher, an androgynous has a din of a zocher across the board, then if you're maktish and androgynous, you should become kodesh. And we know it's not the case. The Tanur of the Uminolan de lo kodesh, how do you know that if you're maktish and androgynous, an animal, animals can be androgynous too. How do you know if you're maktish and androgynous animal, it's not kodesh? The Tanur Rabbanan, ha nirba, ha muktze, ha nevad,
the ha'esnan u'mechir, the tumtum v'andriginus, metamin v'godim abeis ablia. Right, the Tanakhama holds, we're talking now about an oaf, a bird. The halacha is that a bird, that a nivlas oaf tame, right, is metamin v'godim abeis ablia. If you swallow it, it's metame the clothing you're wearing. Special din of tuma by nivlas oaf tahora. Right, a kosher bird that's died, and you swallow it, you have a kazayas of a nivlas oaf tahora in your throat, it's normally tuma doesn't, is metame from inside. It's a special halacha, and your begodim become tame. So that's only by something that could be kodesh, by a bird that could be kodesh. But a bird that can't be kodesh, like a nirba. You had a bird that was, what's it called, sexually attacked. Or muktze. It was set aside for avodah zarah. Or nevad. It was served as avodah zarah. Or an esnon. It was exchanged for bia with a zona. Umechir, or you exchange it for a kelev. All these things are possible for karbanos. Or a tumtum, or an androgynous, right? The Tanakhama holds that they are metami begodim abei sablia. And Rabbi Lezer omer, tumtum androgynous ain't metami begodim abei sablia. Shahayar Rabbi Lezer omer, komakum shenemar zachar unikeva, atemotzi tumtum androgynous bineirem. Wherever it says zachar unikeva, you have to exclude tumtum androgynous. Va'of, hoil, velo nemar, bo zachar unikeva, I atemotzi tumtum androgynous bineirem. Tirashi. Bimukdashim yikdash likarev, right? I think that what's it called, that if a androgynous is a din of a full fledged zachar, then you should be able to be makdash it and be makravit as a korban. Where do we see hanirba v'hamukta bimalukin de kodshim kamayri? What happened is like this: by an oaf you don't shecht it, by kodshim you make malika. So malika by a regular bird is nevela. It's what's it called? It's not shechita. By a bird of kodshim, the malika takes the place of the shechita, right? And it's metaher. It's not a nevela. It's a regular kosher bird. You can eat it as kodshim. Malika takes the place of shechita by kodshim, but by non kodshim, malika makes the animal a nevela. Okay. So now the halacha is, so you molek kodshim, and these are kodshim that can't become kodesh. These things are not kodesh. So what are they? Regular birds. A regular bird that you made malika on is nevela. So it has a din of nivlas of tohar, right? And it's what's it called? Matami begodim abesabliyim. Matam begodim kedin nivlas of tohar. Even the ein ru'uyim lahakrava, since they're not fit to be a korban, so the malika makes them nevela. And the halacha is a nevela of an oaf tahar is metame abeis abliya. To get a tanya, how do you know they're not roi lakrova? Min habehema, it says min habehema, right? Yakriv odam min habehema, lahotzi roveya, venirba, all these things are excluded. Only some behemas are okay to be makriv. But if it was what's it called, it was an animal that was nirba, right? A human being lived with it. Right, with the chicken, he had beer with a chicken, a dove or a yonah, right, a yonah b'nei torim, okay, b'nei yonah or torim, okay, muktzah shitzov v'yichtol etikrovus avodah zechov, you set aside for avodah zora, or nevad shishtachavelo v'asava, or you bow down to the pigeon, you made avodah zora. Nivlas of tohar ein la tuma elaves abliya. This halacha, and the veil of an animal is matame the maga, the masa if you carry it, but the veil of an oaf tohar, right, isn't matame unless you swallow it, and then it's matame whatever you're wearing. Kesivlo yochal tamaba. First, don't eat it, and you'll become tame. If you don't eat it, you don't become tame. Atemotzi tumtum androgynous b'neihem kedarshin and zocher vaday nekeva vadois lo tumtum androgynous amaleh b'lezer lo kadshi. According to b'lezer, they're not kodesh, and if they're not kodesh, what's it called? Then Well, one second. So regular animal, since it says Zohar or Nekeva by Behemos, so you, and an androgynous is not part of it. Masha'en came, what's it called? An oaf. An oaf, it doesn't say Zohar or Nekeva. An oaf, you can bring either a Zohar or a Nekeva and mention either one. By oaf, there is no Zachrus or Tamus. You can bring a Balmum, you can bring a Nekeva, and it doesn't say Zohar or Nekeva. So the lesser holds, since by oaf it doesn't say Zohar or Nekeva, so if you are Molek and an androgynous, that is not Metame, because the Malika helps. And the Malika takes the place of Shechita, and it's just like a an animal that you shechted is not an avail anymore. The most it could be, maybe it's a treif or whatever, but it's a, the shechita is a good shechita. It doesn't matter it for kodshim. Right? You can't bring it as kodesh because you shechted it. Because Because by a bird it's not excluded. Because it's only excluded when the Torah said zohar or nekeva. It's not a zohar or nekeva. But where the Torah didn't say Zohar and Nekeva, like by oath, then the Malika helps, right? Because the Torah didn't exclude it. And since the Malika helps, it's not an Avela. It's not an Avela, it's not Matame. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. Okay. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Afanan Nomi Tanina. We also have a Mishnah that says that. Rabbi Lezer Omer. Haklayim. Utrefa, the Yotze Dofen, Tumtim Badriganis, Lo Kedoshim, Velo Mekadshim. Right? They, and by an animal, so Kilayim is where you have an animal that is crossbred. Or a Trefa. Right? You shechted it and you found out that it had a hole in its lung, a hole in its brain, whatever. The Yotze Dofen, an animal that was born by cesarean, not regular birth. Or a Tumtim Badriganis. Can't become Kodesh, and you can't be what's it called? Lo Mekadshim means with Tmura, right? V'omer Shmuel Lo Kedoshim B'Tmura V'lo Mekadshim B'Osa Tmura. You will see once Rashi explains what it is. You can't become Kodesh if you exchange them for another animal, and you can't if you exchange another animal for them. They don't become Kodesh. Normally, if you exchange one Behema for another, like Kodeshim, it's called a Tmura. You're not allowed to do it, but both animals become Kodesh. Here, if the animal that you were makdish to begin with was a tumtum and androgynous or one of these other things, right, it's not kodesh. So if now you exchange it for another one, the second one doesn't become a tamura. And the opposite is also true. If you took one of these and you exchange it for an animal that was kodesh, it doesn't become kodesh either. It doesn't become a tamura. Rashi, klayim, posul hakrova. Kilayim is posul to be makriv. Deceive shor o kesef, pratli kilayim. Has to be a shor or a kesef, not a crossbreed. Ki yivole pratli yotzei dofen, has to be born normally, not cesarean. V'tani v'hani chamisha yolef Reb Elezer nikroi b'tmura perek yesh b'korbanos. These five things, these five psulim, Reb Elezer learns from a pasuk that these things can't become kodesh. The lochayel kedusha aleim, the kedusha can't be chal on these animals. The afagav the sharp psule hakrova ko roveya the nirba muktza the neva the esman and the chir chay la la kedusha saguf the ma'ase kedusha is chal, you just can't be makar of it, but it's kodesh, and therefore if you exchange it for another one, the other animal becomes kodesh. these don't become kodesh at all. Ula acher pidyon asurim begiz avoda, the other ones are kodesh, you can't be makar of them. So what do? You pull to them. And then, even after you're pulled to them, you can't use the wool, or you can't work with it. It's also begiz lavud, psuli hamukdashim. Hani lo chayla alayu ele kedushas domin. But these things are not considered bichlal animals that you can be makdish. So they're not kodish at all. They're not even psuli hamukdashim. They're like being makdish a piece of wood. Right? Kedik labialma. The nifdim below mum. You can be pulled to them without them having a mum, because they're not kodish. After you're pulled to them, you're allowed to use the wool, you're allowed to work with them. They never were kodesh. Lo kedoshim b'tmura, lo miboya tchilas hekdesh lo kodesh. Not only can't they become kodesh if you're makdish them, right? This animal should be a shlomim, can't be, because it's a tumtum androgynous or whatever. Kilayim or treifim. Da'afilu balmum shekidim mumo lekeodsho lo nochso le kedushas haguf. Kedorim Brachos. Even a Balmum, where the Mum came before the Hekdesh, it became a Balmum before you were Makdesh. If you're Makdesh a Balmum, it doesn't become Kodesh. Right? Kedorim Bechoros, Ela Afilu Im Heimir, Kodesh, Bohem, Hani Lomakachi. Even if you, what's it called, exchange them for another animal that's Kodesh, that Kedusha isn't Chal on them either. You can't make an original Kedusha, and you can't even make it exchange Kedusha, won't be Chal on them. The Ilu Balmum, Chayli Olea Kedusha Saguf, Leyosra Begiz Vavoda, Af Mishayifter, Dechsiv, Tobara, Im Homer Yimirenu, Afilu Hochi, Ahani Lo Chayli, even though by a Balmum, Taka you could, a Balmum, if your namer, a regular animal with a balmum. The kedusha is chal on the balmum. You can't be makdish a balmum that's already a balmum. But if the balmum was a balmum and you exchange it for another animal, then the balmum gets kedusha insofar that you have to be poldeit, and you have to you can't do gizav avod on it. But these things, and adriganus and kilayim and a trefa, right, and yotzei dofen, and a tumtum and andrigonus, those five things, even if you exchange it for another animal, it doesn't become kodesh. Afilo hachi ahani lo chayli, ve'en mekadish lasos tamura. Im heim kedoshim, ve'heim irchulin bohem, ein emosin tamura. If they're kodesh, right, which they can't be, you know, somebody who's makdish them, and then he exchanged them for another animal, that second animal doesn't become a tamura, doesn't become kodesh. Ein emosin tamura. What do you mean they'll make a tamura? If they're not kodesh, how in the world do I have a havamin to think that they make a tamura? Tamura is only where you exchange it for something kodesh. These were never kodesh to begin with, right? Talking we were makdish the animal, so the kedusha was chal, and then it became a trefa. So now the kedusha doesn't go off, but it still doesn't make a tamura. Of a makdish vlad v'yotzer derech dofen, or you were makdish the vlad while it was still inside the mother, and then it came out by cesarean. So the kedusha was chal inside the mother, and now you can't be makriv because it's yotzer dofen, but it's kodesh. Then you can make tamura. Aval kilayim v'tumtum v'adriganus nitzlu mishas yitzirasam. But the other three, tumtum, andriganus, and kilayim, there's no way that you can be makdish it before it became these animals, therefore this doesn't apply, right? The fact that it can't make a tamura is irrelevant because it can't become kodesh altogether. Iatamotzi shiakdish ela bevlados kodshim shoisa imon kadosha. The only way it could be is if the mother was kodesh and it gave birth to one of these three. So now it's kodesh because it's the vlad of a beima kadosha. It doesn't become hektish because you made it hektish. It becomes hektish because it was born from hektish. And it's a tumtum andriganus, so whatever, now we need to tell me that it doesn't make a tamura, even though it is kodesh. Umatakanosum, so what do you do with it? Yiru biyistavu, you let it pasture and get a mum, the yifte, and then you pode it, the yochle, and then you can eat it. But a trefa, you call it a trefa, you can't eat, you bury. Okay. Rabbi Lezer Omer, chayovanot skila b'kizocher. Tanya Omer Rabbi, kisholachti lumo toritzer Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua. Chibru alai talmidov kitarnegolim shal beis bukya velohi nichuni lilmud eladover echem shoseinu. When I went to learn halacha to Torah by Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua, who was a shmusi, was from Beis Shammai, so the talmidim were afraid that I came to make trouble. Came from another yeshiva and they thought I came to make trouble because he's a Beis Shammai person. So they didn't let me learn anything. They kept me away from him, because they were afraid I would bother him, and I came like for a troublemaker. So I only was able to learn one thing from Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua. Rabbi Lezer Omer Andriganus Chayon Laskila Zohar. That's the only thing I was able to learn there. Islami heard a lot of things, but since when they learned, they had to completely put their concentration. He didn't consider anything else he learned learning, because they bothered him all the time. But the one thing that didn't bother him, this one thing he was able to hear clearly and concentrate on it, that's what he considered that was learning. Rashi, shall base bukia, bikiyim v'charithin, v'ein manichim tarnigol nochri b'nehem. Tarnigolim shall base bukia had a click. They didn't let any strange tarnigolim come amongst them. right? So here also they had a clique, and again, Rabbi Loza ben Shamua was from Beis Shammai, and they didn't let other people come in who they were afraid were coming to make trouble, so they kept their clique strong, and they didn't let anybody else get close to Rabbi Lezer to be able to really learn from him, except once came, I guess they were late or whatever, he came, and that one thing he learned clearly. Okay, Hadamecha Oral.
Right.
No. Even if he's opened up, since Mechatzchila he was born at Tumtum, he doesn't
live. So he can't make a Shmura afterwards once it's okay?
No. Because he was born at Tumtum, he can't. Until?
I mean, it's not Kodesh from birth either, it's a normal animal.
No, you made a Kodesh, that's right. But since Lechatchila it was born a Tumtum, I'm almost sure. Even if it's Nikra, it's not a Zohar Vada. It was an animal that now is a Zohar who was a Tumtum.
Okay.